USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a media mob scene on normally quiet Nantucket Island off Massachusetts a short time ago.
Off the sidewalk now.
That was outside the courthouse as actor Kevin Spacey was pleading not guilty to charges that he assaulted an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on the island in 2016.
This complaint charges that in the town of Nantucket on July 8, 2016, did commit indecent assault and battery on a person 14 or over.
Neither Spacey nor his lawyer said anything to reporters on their way in or out of the courthouse. Charges may soon be filed against a second suspect involved in the Houston area shooting death of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes on December 30th. Harris County's sheriff says the 20-year-old Eric Black has already been formally charged with capital murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Partial government shutdown now into day 17. President Trump still wants more than $5 billion for a barrier at the southern border. He says it doesn't have to be a concrete wall. It could be steel. Democratic leaders are insisting on the reopening of the government before they would talk about money for any sort of barrier at the border. Over the weekend, talks were held, and the president described them as productive.
This shutdown could end tomorrow. And it could also go on for a long time. It's really dependent on the Democrats.
The White House apparently tweaking its plans to pull U.S. troops from Syria. National Security Advisor John Bolton now says Turkey must agree to protect the Kurdish minority in Syria, and also the withdrawal will be based on ensuring that ISIS is indeed defeated there. Alabama and Clemson will be doing battle again tonight in the college football playoff national championship game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gasoline prices still declining across the nation, but how long could that last? Well, maybe not much longer, according to USA Radio's John Clemens.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue lower.
I'm John Clemens.
Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody taking home the top honors from the Golden Globe Awards handed out last night, while actor Jeff Bridges was honored with the Cecil B. DeMille Award for his career in film, and Carol Burnett was recognized for her time in film and TV with the inaugural Carol Burnett Award. And more than 4,000 tech companies have gathered in Las Vegas for the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show, all of them trying to showcase the future, offering items from Samsung's Design Your Own TV to robot helpers for the elderly, and some new gadgets even for the kitchen, like a touchscreen oven. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.